I can't think of a better place for people to meet and hook up than a real estate convention.
What?
You know, because they're all charged up on selling houses and getting some drinks, spending a weekend at the Hyatt Regency or wherever, just talking about home sales. And you know who the people that are in that group that are millionaires, because you know what houses they've sold. And you're like, yep, that dude's worth $1 million. Going to try to get him drunk, sleep with him. That's what happens at real estate conventions.
And fantasies.
Ethan's on the phone right now, and he sent us an email. Apparently, he met the girl that he wants to call today at a real estate convention. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Wait, hold on. Do they really go down like Jubal's describing?
You know, it can get kind of crazy. I mean, if everyone's having a good year, I mean, stuff can get out of control with these.
You're celebrating, you're partying, another good year of home sales, and next thing you know it, you wake up with seven of your coworkers, same bed. I know how it goes.
Guess that's what happens when the interest rates are good.
Yeah.
Well, they are really good, and if you're interested, we should talk.
Oh, God. Always selling, right?
Well, from your email, it sounds like you were having a good time at this real estate convention, and you met someone. What's her name?
Kara.
Kara, all right. And what did you like about Kara?
We just had so much in common. I mean, we're both in and out of homes so much, and, like, we both love Dutch colonials. Like, for her, it's just a super big turn-on.
It's a turn-on.
I mean, like, I'm not a big condo guy, and she's a condo girl, so we appreciate our differences, too. You know?
Okay, I see that.
It's good that you guys figured that out early on in a relationship.
Poor townhome kind of person.
Wait, did you actually go on a date with her, or did you just do the hookup thing at this convention?
Well, that's where things kind of got messed up. See, I was at this convention because I was up for an award.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yep, and actually won the award.
Oh. Hey, congrats.
Sweet. What was the award for? Selling the most Dutch colonials in a week? Or I don't even know what kind of awards they have at these things.
Well, this one was for the best ad of the year.
Oh,
best ad.
Like commercial?
Yeah, so it was a picture ad. This was me photoshopped in front of a house holding a cat. And said perfectly good home. You know, P-U-R-R.
Clever.
All right.
Clever.
If I saw that on a bus bench, I might think of giving you a call.
This guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of people did.
Oh, my God. So, wait. So, was it the big award that had her turned on about you? Or how'd you guys actually meet there?
She actually congratulated me on the award after I won it.
Mm.
And we're talking. And she walks up. And I'm like, wow, she is cute.
Mm.
So we start talking, and you know, like I said, we have a lot in common. So I suggested we go to a business lunch together, and she thought, yeah, that's cool, let's do that.
Okay, that's still not a date though.
Well,
kind of, right?
That's probably when I did what I did that I shouldn't have done.
Oh no. What'd you do, man?
I said, we could skip the lunch right now and go up to my hotel room if you want.
Whoa!
Oh, God. You didn't even buy the girl a drink or anything? My God.
Well, to be honest, it looked like she already had a few, so I wasn't worried about that.
Okay. What did she say?
Well, the vibe definitely changed right away. Even though I said to her, hey, I'm just joking, you know, I mean, even though I kind of wasn't.
even though she would have said, yeah, absolutely, you'd have been up in that hotel room before she could even make it there.
Of course, but, you know, so, I don't know, the conversation changed after that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're kind of a sleazeball.
Oh, not at all. In fact, I tried to help her with that, because I told her after we were done talking, there's this other guy that I'm very much in competition with, and I just said, hey, stay away from this guy, because, you know, he sleeps with everybody.
Oh, nice. And I will only sleep with you tonight.
Okay.
So, you just
what a gentleman.
Offered up that information to her about that dude.
Just watch out.
Well, he's dangerous. I mean, that's his whole goal of going to these conventions.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him eyeing her, so I knew as soon as we were done talking, he was going to try to pounce on her.
Wait, hold on. Maybe it was just your assumption that she wanted to sleep with any of you that was the problem.
Well, you know, it's a real estate convention. Everyone's having a good year.
All right, so everyone's horny.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said. I told her I was joking, but this guy wasn't, and he'd actually do her.
Again, she does have a choice in all of this.
Yeah, but apparently not.
What?
All right.
And, you know, I don't know. Maybe, like, bad-mouthing him, she took that the wrong way also.
Who knows?
Yeah.
How is it a mystery that she's not calling you back?
Yeah, because we have so much in common.
No, I think
yeah, you're right. I know. It's weird, man.
I can't figure it out
so
either.
So what we're going to do then is play a song, come back, and then call her and figure it out with your second date update, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Okay.
Hang on one second, man.